Lying 22 miles from Grand Portage, Isle Royale is the second largest island in the Great Lakes, but it's also known for having treacherous reefs that have resulted in more than 25 shipwrecks, with the earliest one dating back to 1839. In this edition of WTIP's ongoing series, Moments in Time, local resident Howard Sievertson recalls the sinking of a passenger ship, the George M. Cox. Despite signals from the Rock of Ages lighthouse, situated on a small rock outcropping off Isle Royale, the Cox struck a reef in heavy fog on a spring night in 1933.
I remember seeing it when I was 3 years old, and my dad took us out in his gas boat to show us the big ship leaning up there, got at this terrible angle, you know. Oh, it's just wild. And it was on its way to Canada, and on the way up to Canada, Thunder Bay. Anyway, it's kind of strange when the heavy ground fog that only went about 20 feet up or 30 feet up, mm-hmm. and then it was just like a line, and it was vacant up there. There wasn't a fog that was throughout the whole sky. It was just that band of fog. Anyway, he saw the spar, the spars of this boat coming at him, so he blew his horn, a fog horn. And the lighthouse keeper said his heart just dropped when he saw the spars line up. That meant the boat was coming right at him. And it came, you know, full speed and ran up right on the reef right before the lighthouse there, laid over on its side. And they got everybody off, and they spent the night at the lighthouse. And the next day, the commercial fishermen came out and looked her over. And a few days after that, the Cox was open for rescuing stuff, thieving, stealing. It wasn't, but they had permission from the owners that they could. So the fishermen went out there and took what they wanted. And there was ropes and canvases and bedding and furniture and, you know, from staterooms. And there was just all kinds of things. They loaded their boats up and took it home. And John Miller and Nels Wick were out there, and they, two old guys. They're old to me, but they're dressed old. They got their old the rubber clothes on, you know, with all the hairy scales and the blood and the boots on. And of course, Cox is laying over on its side so they could just drive up to it, tie the boat to a stanchion and get off the bow. And they're walking on the walkway of the boat. So they went into all these different places, but John went aboard and so did Nels. And John Miller got frightened in there, and he took what he wanted, and he wanted to get the heck out of there because this thing was creaking, you know, ready to go at any minute, you know, and these guys are in there going down in the staterooms and down in the boiler room doing all that kind of stuff. And so John got out with his stuff, and he sat in the boat, and then he waited for Nels to come out, and Nels didn't come out. He was in there for a long time. Very soon, John hollered, "Nels! Nels, come on, we gotta go now. You know, get out of there, we gotta get out of here. This thing's gonna go." And Nels didn't answer. And he waited a few minutes and did the same thing again. He goes, Nels, we gotta get out of here. And in a couple of minutes, out from this cabin stepped this dapper looking guy in a white Panama suit and a straw hat and a cane. That was Nels.
Fortunately, all 125 passengers and crew were rescued from the George M. Cox, and today its remains lie in 15 feet of water. The Cox was named to the National Register of Historic Places in 1983. Audio featuring Howard Sievertson was provided by the Cook County Historical Society. You've been listening to Moments in Time, an original series produced by WTIP, North Shore Community Radio, in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and online at WTIP.org. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past.